Ilona Andrews presents Magic Tides by Ilona Andrews, narrated by Hilary Huber and Michael Glenn. Chapter 1. Kate. Ms. Vieg adjusted her bright red glasses and peered at me from her perch on the sofa in our second living room. We were in the middle of renovations, and the second living room was one of the four functional rooms in the entire place. Miss Vieg was in her early 50s, with lightly tanned skin and ash blonde hair cropped short and brushed back from her face. Her eyes, behind the lenses, were either gray or pale blue. She wore a silky green blouse with a light gray skirt and looked put together enough to attend a business brunch. I wore a pair of old shorts and a paint-stained tank top over a sports bra because I had been painting one of the spare bedrooms when Ms. Vieg arrived, unannounced. I'd pulled my brown hair into a bun and pinned it in place with an old bandana to minimize the paint exposure, and since that side of the house had neither fans nor any other way of cooling, I smelled like a lumberjack after a long day at work. Making a great first impression on a school administrator? Check. We smiled at each other. Ms. Vieg was doing her best to appear approachable, while I did my best to appear harmless. We were both lying as hard as we could. Making small talk was not among my few virtues. I was under the impression that we were already done with admissions. You sent us the acceptance letter, which was part of the reason we moved here and got stuck in renovation hell. You are correct. Ms. Vieg offered me a quick, humorless smile. Our school is unique. You could say that again. It was so unique, it cost an arm and a leg. We jumped through 2 months' worth of hoops and paperwork just for the privilege of an interview, and then spent another month waiting for their decision. They came highly recommended, but I was done with their nonsense. We like to think of our student body as being truly representative of the diverse world we live in. Ms. Vieg slid into her speech mode. It probably worked wonders on trustees and alumni during their fundraising. It is a special place where students of different backgrounds come together. This interview will help us to better understand your child's needs and enable us to ensure their safety and help them thrive in our vibrant community. This wasn't a get-to-know-you visit. This was a threat assessment.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?